Ellie Adjan, she is here live on the radio on 89.3 The Raven and Windspeaker Radio. Dante, and hello and welcome to Windspeaker Radio, Ellie.
Oh, thank you.
First off, happy International Inuit Day to you.
Yes, happy Inuit Day to everyone out there.
Lots of events going on in around town and things like that. And you were telling me earlier that you were doing a presentation this morning, right?
Yeah, I did a presentation for my Indigenous governance course this morning.
Of course, we're talking today a little bit about, you know, it being International Inuit Day. So I thought we would try to get, you know, the most Inuit person that I could find. And it ended up being you, Ellie.
That's so crazy.
So you live in Edmonton now?
Yes, I do.
And you were from, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Kogoloktok, Nunavut.
Okay, so there's a few dialects up there when it comes to the language, isn't there?
Yeah, there is a few dialects. Different parts of the Nunavut territory has, I think there's three different dialects. So there's the Eastern dialect, and then further, there's like the Western and the Kitikmeot.
And, you know, on a day like this where we are celebrating Inuit culture, what does this day mean to you where we're on International Inuit Day?
It means to me, you know, I'm honored from where I come from. We have a vibrant culture. We're rich in history and our land in Canada and around the world. I'm proud to be Inuit. I have very strong heritage background. I am a seamstress and an artist. So I use, you know, I remember my ancestors through my art, and that's who I am. And that's my art comes from my mother and my grandmother that both taught me. And yeah.
I think that's a popular thing. I've met quite a few artists who, you know, it's a big part of your guys' culture is that art. And when we talk about Inuit art, what does that include?
Inuit art includes, it could be anything created. For me, instance, I have my own website called Designs by Ms. Ellie, and I create our traditional galikok. And also the traditional galikok from Alaska, which originated from Alaska.
Okay.
And that's where my ancestors originally came from.
Oh, awesome.
And also using different materials such as the seal skin, where I create earrings, and also using moose hide. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm looking at some of your designs already online, and they are absolutely beautiful and stunning. I'm going to have to get your website from you so we can throw it up over in the blog section at ravenradio.ca. But before we get to that, maybe you could, in your dialect, just teach us a couple quick, simple words. Maybe hello and see you again.
Hello is like kanavutpit, or is how are you?
Again, kanavutpit?
Kanavutpit.
Okay.
How are you? Yeah, and Ilanilu is like, see you later.
Ilanilu is see you later. All right, I'm going to have to remember that for our listeners, because a lot of people don't realize that we have a strong Inuit population here in Edmonton.
Yes, we do.
Once again, speaking with Ellie Adjan for International Inuit Day, we want to say happy International Inuit Day to you, Ellie. And I'm going to throw all your information so people can get some of your awesome designs over in the blog at ravenradio.ca.
Hey, right on. I'm doing a draw actually at the moment. I'm a student, so I create these arts, galikos, and I do draws. So I'm actually doing a draw right at the moment.
Is it for this purple one?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, there's still about six slots or seven slots. I'm already on your social media. So this one is absolutely gorgeous. I might have to get in on this one. But a big thank you again for chatting with us today, and Ellie. And again, happy International Inuit Day.
Thank you so much.